this Mother's Day thing really bites.
Yeah, whole Sunday totally wasted. Like her birthday wasn't enough.
You know what? Your mom works real hard all year, and she deserves one day when she can relax and do nothing.
Well, what about us? I don't remember us getting, like, a kid's day.
Someday, my precious angel, you will be a parent, and you will realize that every day is kid's day.
Oh, man, you just want to smack them when they say that.
Well, okay, I didn't park in the driveway just like you told me. Cleaned the entire house, went shopping for all the barbecue items. I wonder if there's anything else I can do while I'm clean for a damn day.
Do you remember the beer?
Just wait till Father's Day. Oh, you're here already?
Yeah.
Where's Grandma?
On the phone to the radio station.
Oh, of course. Grandma!
Wait a minute. You do not have to go to a station break when I'm here in the middle of my opinion. No. All right, do it your way. I'm on hold.
What's the topic?
Meat. This Ted from Toledo thinks it's mean to kill cows.
What's he want us to do, eat them alive?
That is very good. I'm going to use that.
What took you so long?
She made me pull over 3 times so she could phone in and express her outrage.
Listen, Jackie, you be glad that you live in a country where anybody can pull over to a Stuckey's and express their freedom of speech.
And get a nice pecan log.
Hey, Ted, listen to me. I am at a barbecue. What do you suggest we put on the grill? Broccoli?
When did you guys get here?
A couple of minutes ago.
Oh, just a minute. Hold on. Danny, my favorite grandson-in-law.
Hey, kids, Nana Mary's here.
You giving them what for, Grandma?
I'm trying to, but you know the kind of people that call into these talk shows, they're not the brightest in the world.
Hi, Nana Mary.
Wait a minute. Hold on. My 3 gorgeous great-grandchildren just walked in. And guess what? You're never going to believe it, but little Darlene has boobies.
Schneider, remember that I told you about? She lived in the apartment across the hall.
Yeah, the one with the rich grandson. That would be perfect for you, Jackie.
That's the one.
What about her?
Dead.
Well, is the grandson going to be at the funeral? Because you could wear the black sweater with a scoop.
Please just knock it off. I don't want to talk about my love life anymore, and I don't want to talk about dead people.
Is it all right if I talk about my love life?
Yes, fine.
Oh. Well, you remember that Marvin Spencer I told you about? He was the one with the hot pants for me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so he asked you out?
Yes, once. Oh, we had a wonderful time.
Yeah?
But he never called me again.
Why not?
Dead.
Oh.
I'm leaving.
You coward.
Oh. Grandma, you want to move in with us so we can do this to Jackie all the time.
Roseanne, we've been through this before. Suppose I didn't like living here.
Then you fit right in.
Can I bring anything out to the table? Chips or dip or something?
No, I don't want you to take anything, Crystal.
Now, Roseanne, just because I'm pregnant doesn't mean I can't pitch in.
Crystal, it's because you eat everything before you get it out there.
Well, baby's hungry.
keep feeding him like that, he's never going to want to leave.
Mary, I can't tell you how good it is to see you again.
Yeah, me too, sweetheart. You know, you've always been gorgeous, but right now you're simply glowing.
Why, what a nice thing to say. I'm glad to see that bad manners don't run in the family.
Who is that again?
It's Crystal, you know. She married Dan's dad.
Oh, right. Look, I don't like to talk bad about people. Never. And I know she's one of your best friends. But that's a sick thing. What are you looking at? What are you looking at?
I'm thinking I can maybe help you with your potato salad.
No, no, that's not what you're doing. You're trying to steal my recipe. Come on, get the hell out of here. Out.
Why won't you give me your recipe?
You know, I slaved for 30 years creating a perfect potato salad. And you want me just to give it to you like that?
Well, I am your granddaughter.
When it comes to my potato salad, you are nothing to me. And speaking of nothing, did you call your mother?
I'll call her later.
You know, I don't talk bad about anybody.
Yeah, I know.
And I know she is your mother. But I never understood what your father saw in her.
She's your daughter.
Company!
Hey, hi, I'm glad you can make it.
I made deviled eggs. Where do you want me to put them?
Take them out back, but don't let Crystal see them. Hey, this must be Chuck Jr.
Mm-mm. Couldn't be. The Chuck Jr. who I fed and clothed for 16 years would never have forgotten Mother's Day.
Oh, Mom.
Shut up.
Hello?
Oh, yeah. This is Chuck and Marie and the evil Chuck Jr. This is my grandmother, Mary.
Wow, it's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
It's a real pleasure.
Yes, me too. And I want you to know I'm not prejudiced.
Emery, these deviled eggs are good.
I should have made more.
No, your baby just kicked. It's okay, honey. We're at a barbecue at your brother Dan's house, and all our friends are here.
I read that you should talk to the baby in the womb so that he can get used to your voice, and he can even understand a little.
Hey, baby, back off the buffet. You believe her? She throws me out of my own damn kitchen so she can make her secret potato salad. Isn't she great?
Uh-oh, we're out of coffee. Look, I'll go make some more.
Forget about it. This ain't work. If people want more coffee, they can go in there and make it themselves.
That's just what she says at the restaurant.
Bonnie, hey, how come your husband didn't show?
Oh, Duke, he couldn't come. He's still got 20 hours of community service to do. Sweater my daughter sent me from Oregon.
It's real pretty.
Wonderful. Now she remembered Mother's Day and she's all the way in Oregon.
You know, there's worse things, Emery. My kids all got together and chipped in and bought me some of these strawberry bath beads. I'm giving them out for Halloween.
Rosie!
What?
Where do you keep the Tabasco sauce?
And the fridge door.
Hey, she puts Tabasco sauce in the potato salad.
No way! I'm making myself a Bloody Mary.
Say, Dan, you know, you might think about stacking those coals like a pyramid.
No. See, this way you get them all with the lighter fluid. You stack them, you miss the ones in the middle.
Well, why do you spray them first and stack them after?
No. See, all your fluid's going to evaporate if you do that. Trust me, they light better this way.
No, I disagree. See, the way you got them, they're all spread out, working there all alone. See, but if you stack them, they're working like a team.
Well, let me ask you something, Chuck. Once you have them stacked in a pyramid, are you going to cook in a pyramid?
Of course not. You're going to spread them out.
Well, if they're going to wind up spread out, why not start them spread out?
See, Dan, you don't understand. See
what? No, I understand. You're just arguing in circles. That's all.
Listen, no.
You know what I'd do. The ones that didn't light, I'd like blast them with another shot of the fluid.
Arnie, are you crazy? You blast hot coals with blood, man. You're gonna get blown in the neck,
right in the can.
You're gonna be running around like a human toy.
Gone. Fine.
So, Dan, you know those burgers looking pretty thick. I don't think they're gonna cook.
Well, I'm gonna stack them in a pyramid so they'll cook as a team.
So, Arnie, how come you're not at your mother's house?
I owe her money.
You gotta beat a 10.
I gotta beat a 10. Queen, I win. Give me the money.
Man, I'm down like $9. How about double or nothing?
Darlene, you got that kind of money?
Oh, to you.
No can do.
Jeez, I'm your great-granddaughter. Don't you trust me?
When we're playing cards for money, you're nothing to me. Don't even think about it.
Why can't he have some potato salad?
I don't like him. He keeps hitting on me. All right, come on, Becky, cut.
No. I'm not playing. You're cheating.
You're accusing your Nana of cheating?
Nana, you haven't lost once.
All right, so I'm due now. Cut.
No way. Becky, how could Nana cheat at cutting cards?
Yeah. It's her deck, Einstein.
For that, you are out of the will.
Well, I want a new deck.
All right, I happen to have one here.
Shoot.
Okay, I pick first. I got Lonnie.
Okay. Oh, jeez. Yeah, I guess I got Becky.
Let's see. No.
Pick me, man. I'm good.
Roseanne, this is a great party. We're having a good time.
Oh, well, I'm real glad you could make it.
And I love your grandmother.
Yeah, I do, too.
How old is she? She looks good.
I don't know. I don't think anybody knows. The only people that ever knew are dead.
My wife on Mother's Day.
Oh, shit.
Wait a minute. You mean your husband gives you a present for Mother's Day?
Mm-hmm.
I'll be right back.
Chuck?
Too heavy to be vacuum cleaner bags.
It ain't like it's our anniversary or
nothing. I've admit.
Would you just open it?
All right.
Pete's sake.
Oh, it's a picture of you and the kids. Where's my real present? Now, I remember the day you took this. That's when you and the kids sneaked off for a couple hours and I got the house all to myself.
That was your real present.
Well, it's really nice.
Yeah, you think I forget my wife on Mother's Day?
Did you call your mother?
Yeah, Mom, I'm good. Everybody's good. Yeah, I just called to say Happy Mother's Day. Oh, you got the robe. Yeah, I picked it up myself. Thank you, dear. Oh, Dad's fine. Yeah, he's got stuck out of town on business, so we're sort of feeding Crystal for him. Listen, I got a house full of people here, so I gotta go. Yeah. Yeah, Mom. Yeah, I miss you too. Listen, I got burgers cooking on the grill, so I...
Yeah.
Yeah, Mom, I love you too. Yeah, we... Oh, look, DJ's hair is on fire. I gotta...
Yeah, Ma. Well, we're just real sorry that you and Dad couldn't make it. Yep, Grandma's here. She's in there taking a nap. Yeah, uh-huh. Jackie?
No.
Yeah, she's here. Uh-huh. The kids are fine. Did you get the blouse we sent you? Well, no, the shoulders are supposed to be big like that. Well, if you don't like it, send it back. I'll get you something else. Now, don't pretend like you like it if you don't like it. It's no big deal. Just send it back and we'll exchange it. No, it's no problem. If it was a problem, I would tell you. I would. hang on a minute. Jackie just came in. She really wants to talk to you.
Hi, Mom. Hi. How you doing? Mm-hmm. How's Dad? Good. Well, my love to everybody. Actually, no, I'm not seeing anybody right now. I hate you. No, we broke up. Yeah. Well, just didn't work out. Yeah, I know you liked him, Mom, but then you didn't have to sleep with him.
Yes!
I'm kidding, Mom. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. No, don't have a job yet, no. There's just nothing that I like. I know exactly how old I am, Mom. I don't know why you have to do this to me every time. This is crazy. She knows exactly what to say to me to make me nuts.
Give me the phone.
Hello, Beverly, dear. It's your mother. Yes, and the same to you, sweetheart. Yes. No, it didn't come. No, it didn't come. Oh, really? A house plant? No, it didn't come. It came. I put it on Marvin's grave. Well, don't worry about it. It's the thought that counts, yes. Especially since I didn't get it. Tell me, Beverly, how's that nice husband of yours? Is he still reading those funny magazines? Beverly, perhaps you should show him more affection. You know, let him talk once in a while. Yeah, you know how it is. Men that age often get their heads turned by younger, more attentive women. And the next thing you know, the wife is out shopping for a cat. No, dear. No, I did not mean anything by it. It's just that you never know. I didn't say it would happen to you.
She's the best.
So hard to find a personality with charms like yours for me. Ooh-wee.
Bring it home, Chuck.
What's your name?
Let's go watch TV.
Any requests?
Yeah, I do have one. Okay, you know that song? Okay. Michael rowed the boat ashore.
Would you play something Roseanne doesn't know the words?
Like, that's gonna stop me.
Don't you listen to her. You have a beautiful voice.
Play something else, Dan.
I don't like but I love you. Seems that I'm always thinking of you. Oh, you do me badly. I love you madly. You really got a hold on me.
I don't want you, but I need you. Don't want to kiss you, but
I love you too, Becky. And listen, if your mother gives you a hard time, you call me.
You got it.
All right, honey. Okay, little wise ass. Say goodbye.
I'll see you soon.
You bet you will. You owe me $112.
Can't you even stay and have a cup of coffee before you go?
No. As a matter of fact, I have to go right now.
Sex talk radio is on in 5 minutes.
If I don't call, they worry. Well, Roseanne, everything was beautiful. Come on, let's get it over with.
What?
What you ask me every time we visit.
You always say no.
Yeah, well, I might say yes sometime.
Nah, you're just setting me up.
Come on, how do you know that?
I know what you're doing.
Oh, for crying out loud. Grandma, come live with us. It won't be a burden. We'll make room, okay?
No, she's got to say it.
You're nothing to her, see? All right. Well, we all love you, Grandma, and we want you to come live with us, okay?
No, thanks.
I knew it. Well, come here.
DJ, Nana's leaving.
Hello, you. Sweetie pie, you're going to come and visit me, promise?
Do you have to go?
Uh-huh.
How come?
Your mother really doesn't want me around here.
You're such a horrible old lady.
That's true. And just think, in 40 years, you are going to be exactly like me.
Well, I guess that gives you something to look forward to.
One, two, three, four.
I'm going to wait till the big show.
Finalists, Buffet Killing Field. We're going to the